All hands on deck.
Aye, aye, Captain Hatch.
Hoist the mainsail.
Yes, sir, Jonas.
It's time for character building musical adventure.
Reporting for duty, sir.
Where are we headed, Uncle Jonas?
The Adventures of Patch the Pirate.
Stay tuned. There's lots more excitement.
It's awesome as Colossimus.
Hello, mateys. It's Christmas time here on the Jolly Roger. The masts are lined with Christmas lights. The railings are decked with holly. There's a ceramic nativity scene here on the deck. And so is a beautiful 10-foot Christmas tree decorated with little brass anchors and bells. Me name is Jonas Squidley. Me little buddy Ahab be a visiting his family, so he won't be with us today. This week and next week, we're going to break away from our regular adventure to bring ye a special Christmas story. It's called A Peanut Butter Christmas, and it's about a family who gets stuck in a not very Yuletide in place. Well, you'll see what I mean. Set your sails for A Peanut Butter Christmas.
It was the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring except for a mouse. We had all left for Grandma's. We traveled with care and stopped at a motel to spend the night there. While visions of Grandma's pies danced in our heads, the power went out and we froze in our beds. My mom wore her mittens, my dad wore his cap. We all shivered and shook through our long winter's nap. My cheeks were like roses, my nose like a cherry. But though we were freezing, our spirits were merry.
Come on, kids. It's time to rise and shine.
Brr, I think my nose is frozen.
Great, Ruthie. You can lead us to Grandma's house today. Ruthie, the red-nosed reindeer.
Daddy, Davy is teasing me again.
Oh.
Wake up, you silly old bear. It's Christmas Day, and we've got to get a move on.
Yippee! I'm hungry.
Where are all the presents?
Hold on, partner. The presents are still out in the van, remember? They're going to have to stay put until we get to Grandma's house tonight. We'll open them right after we eat our big Christmas dinner.
But, Mommy, I need a peanut butter sandwich right now!
Daddy, I'm freezing! for a great big turkey dinner with stuffing and gravy and homemade rolls and pie and...
Sounds like a good idea, Ruthie. No one makes pumpkin pie like your grandma. Let's get going.
We're ready. Ta-da!
Last night when the power went out, we put on our clothes in the dark.
Ugh, why didn't we think of that?
We did.
Oh, yeah. Well, you gotta get up pretty early to outsmart this old bear.
Hey, everybody! Look outside!
Oh, goody! It's snowing! It's snowing!
Oh, no. The van is almost buried in snow. It's a blizzard!
A blizzard?
The snow must be at least 3 feet deep.
Dad, can I play in the snow? Please, Dad, please! I want to build
Great. I can't believe it. I knew I shouldn't trust that weatherman. He's got beady eyes, and he's not even a meteorologist. We're trapped. 3 kids in a broken-down motel room. No heat, no TV, no food, and worst of all, no McDonald's.
I need a peanut butter and jelly sandwich real bad.
Starts growling and I'm feeling kind of weak. When my head starts spinning and my joints begin to creak. When I think I'm breaking out with purple polka dots, there's just one food that hits the spot. Give me a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Mmm, a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Oh, it tastes so fine. Just any time, on a plane, in a car, with a bowl of caviar. A peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Mmm, a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Ah, it's the mealtime star, it's paradise in a jar. A peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Have your tenderloin and juicy T-bone steak. You can have your cookies, your cobbler, and your cake. I love smooth, I love crunchy. I'm a dedicated fan. And it really doesn't matter if it's Jif or Peter Pan. Give me a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Mmm, a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Oh, it tastes so fine. Just any time. On a plane, in a car, with a bowl of caviar. A peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Mmm, a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Ah, it's the mealtime star, it's paradise in a jar. A peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Now, don't you worry, Joshua. We'll think of something. Your father won't let you starve. Will you, honey?
No newspaper. No turkey dinner. No football.
But we still have our presents.
Dad, the van door's open. And all the presents are gone.
Are you sure?
I locked that van myself. Every door.
The back window is broken, Dad.
Oh, Joseph, not the children's presents. What are we going to do?
There's not much we can do, honey. I'll go down to the motel office and try to call the police. Keep the kids here.
What kind of meanie would steal our presents on Christmas?
I don't know, but if I ever find him, I'll punch him right in the kneecap.
Okay, kids, that's enough. I know you're disappointed. We all are. But we're going to have to make the best of it.
Make the best of it? Without any presents?
Mommy, can I have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich for breakfast?
Peanut butter? Yuck! How can you think about your stomach at a time like this? What about our turkey dinner that's waiting at Grandma's house? What about all our presents? I just want to cancel Christmas!
Christmas cheer, so I wanna cancel Christmas. I'll
Yep, our Christmas spirit was almost frozen solid that morning. The police told my dad there was nothing they could do. They were stuck in the blizzard with the rest of us. Mom was really feeling disappointed, not for herself, but for us. When I looked at Mom, I saw tears in her eyes. It was time for some serious action. We three kids made a plan. That afternoon, when the snow stopped, all three of us went next door to the gas station and bought what little food they had left. We also got a branch that had broken off a pine tree right outside our room. Then, we surprised Mom and Dad with a special Christmas celebration.
You've been listening to Peanut Butter Christmas by Ron Hamilton and Gary Emery.
Macy's, come back next week for the conclusion of Peanut Butter Christmas and hear the special Christmas celebration the kids have planned for Mom and Dad. Well, from the good ship Jolly Roger, this be Jonas Squidley saying, Yo-ho-ho, Merry Christmas!
You've been listening to the adventures of Patch the Pirate. Patch the Pirate and his family have produced quality double-length story and song adventures for your family and friends. Each recording is filled with creative adventure stories and captivating songs that encourage your children to apply these important principles in their lives. For more information or a free brochure, call 1-800-GO-PATCH.
Been the Adventures of Patch the Pirate Story and Song broadcast. Log on the web at www.patchthepirate.org.